Hello everyone! Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina, I'm an English teacher, and I'm funny.
Well, you are.
I'm Hello. Funny.
My name is Mary Lou, I'm an English teacher, and I am giggly.
Gigglypuff. This is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
Please check out our YouTube account for videos and vlogs with Japanese translations.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索してね。If you wanna If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website exl-english.com for a free trial lesson.
Okay.
There you go. Funny, yeah, well, funny. Funny and giggly.
Perfect combination.
What's giggly, Mary Lou?
It's like, it's a kind of laugh, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love laughing. Different kinds of laughs.
So okay.
Small ones, big ones, mm-hmm, you name it. Mm-hmm. I can do
I
it.
I don't think you have a silent laugh.
Wheezing, maybe.
Zero silent laugh.
Yeah, well, our listeners and viewers know that I love laughing. It could be, you know, when I'm like nervous or I'm really like having fun. Yeah, but most of the time
you
having
do
fun.
Laugh when you're nervous.
I do, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like an awkward giggle. Mm-hmm, like that. I have that kind of
or like when you're
too.
Shy or embarrassed, you laugh.
Definitely.
About that.
Maybe it's my way of like making myself comfortable in an uncomfortable situation.
Or your way of escaping that situation.
Yeah, well, this is not an escape.
A coping mechanism.
Yeah. But when I am with, of course, with people like I really love being with and funny people, so I really like laughing.
It's
a good way to stay young and, you know, lighthearted. You know, if you feel like really good.
A day without laughter is a day wasted.
Oh, okay.
According
I like
to
that.
Charlie Chaplin.
Ah, yeah.
It's a Charlie Heard Chaplin quote, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, funny.
Funny. You're so funny. You're so funny.
Well,
I think I have mentioned in one of the previous episodes that I love watching comedy. Think that would be my my most favorite genre. So, I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm funny for the sake of, you know, like putting myself on a pedestal. I don't know. Yeah. But I get it a lot from my students. Mm-hmm. Recently, one of my students told me that one of the episodes before was really funny. Mm-hmm. And she liked one of the jokes that I made. And I thought,
You have
I'm
a
really funny.
As a comedian. You will have
and,
it.
Yeah, boss's son, Yutaka, so he asked me once, I don't know if he remembers it, but he asked me once, are you a comedian?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he asked me one time. I don't know.
Haven't you considered...
No way! I don't know. But I don't know, but I do think that, you know, I feel... I make myself feel good when I make someone laugh.
Yes.
It's more about how I feel. Like, if I make you laugh, okay, so that makes me happy too.
Makes or your that day make, like that.
That makes me... Yeah, it makes my day when somebody laughs at my jokes or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice, I think. Yeah, so when you're with teacher Mina, you'll always have a good laugh.
Yes, it's a... That's true. Expect a barrel of giggles when you come to class. And also true. Teacher Mary Lou's classes too. Her classes are super funny.
Yeah.
Her character is so funny. When I'm not having a class and she's having a class, I would be hearing her laugh a lot, like, you know, like a burst of laughter across the in the next room, and mostly I would hear her laughing. loud laughters.
I don't know, it's just I actually don't think, I mean, before I didn't really know that I do that a lot. And I hope people are not annoyed with it, so maybe some people are, but
yeah,
that's just how I am, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
there we go. We're not your people. If you don't like laughing, then we're not for you. We're not your people.
But sorry. She also, she also loves laughing. So.
I do. We, Marilla and I, we always find, you know, funny things about anything.
True.
Anything we see, every action, every little
situation,
every minute details, we find something funny about that.
Yeah. So it's hard being serious like all the time when we're together.
Yeah, I know. There's never a serious moment.
Even when we're like talking about serious topics in, you know, like early morning. So we have these conversations.
We go into deep conversations.
Yeah, but we still find something funny.
We still find something funny. Yeah, definitely. 100%. 1000%.
Okay, well, anyway, that's great.
We're funny. We're giggly. That's us. That's us.
Okay.
All right. So for today's discussion, for today's, as you can see the title, the title is adjectives with body parts.
Oh.
Okay. And what they mean. All right. Adjectives. Adjectives are keiyoshi in Japanese. They are words that, you know, describe something or talks about the quality of something. Okay, so for today, I will be teaching you some vocabulary words that are, you know, something you can find, like, there on your body and just make it an adjective. Turn it into an adjective.
All right. Sounds interesting.
Yes. Okay. So the first word that I wrote, actually, I have, like, a bunch of words here. I have a list of words. So let's go through every one, okay? First one is hardy. Hardy. Okay. Hardy is, you know, a combination of the body part or like an organ. Okay. Mm-hmm. Organ. Heart. And then the Y in the end. Mm-hmm. Hardy. Yes. Okay. So what does hardy mean, Marilyn? Do you know what it means?
Yes.
Hardy
is, it's like a size. So like large. It's something that's large.
Yeah.
For example, like not a light meal.
That's right.
Yeah. Hearty meals.
Hearty meals. Do you like hearty meals, Marilyn? Do you like eating a big portion of meals? A hearty meal.
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when I feel like, oh, I can feast today. I can have like a feast. I'm going to have a hearty meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, a hearty
meal.
You
love this.
I am a big fan of buffets.
True.
I love hearty meals. Okay, so I know heart. Like, why is hearty? I mean, why is heart connected to something that is big or large? Actually, I have no explanation for that. But yeah, I just thought that heart and then the Y could create a whole new meaning. So I don't know, probably the heart is big. Yeah. Oh yeah,
your heart
it makes your heart full. Okay, could be. Yes,
right, makes sense.
Yeah. So hearty, usually it is for something, for a meal that's really large, makes you full. Or it could also mean that maybe someone who is generous.
Oh,
someone who is giving.
True.
Yeah, a hearty person, or maybe it could be a story, a hearty story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, hearty.
That's nice. That's a
hearty.
Good word.
Hearty. Okay, next one is handy. Handy. Yes, from the word hand plus the sound Y in the end. Handy. What is handy, Mary Lou?
It means convenient to handle, useful, or near at hand.
That's right. Okay, it's convenient.
Yeah.
Handy. What is handy for you, Mary Lou? Like something that to you is really convenient, something that's easy to use.
Easy to use. Maybe like phone apps.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
If you I don't know, but in Korea and also in the UK, they call their mobile phones as handy.
Handy.
Yeah, handy or hand phones.
Mm-hmm.
Handy phone. Is it? Yeah, handy. They call it a handy. So, because it's something that you have on your hand. It's near to you.
You can just always pick it up.
You can just grab it. It's there. It's useful. Yes, handy. So, anything. It doesn't have to be a phone. It doesn't have to be something. It could also be like an idea or a thought. Like if somebody gives you advice, oh, your advice is so handy. I might use it in the future.
Might come in handy.
Yes.
In the future, right? Okay.
Okay. Right. Handy. Handy dandy notebook.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next one is skinny.
Oh.
Skinny jeans. Oh, no. No, that's Billie Jean.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, we do that.
Okay, skinny. What's skinny, Mary Lou?
Skinny is thin.
Thin, yes, skinny. If you notice skinny jeans, right? They hug your legs.
Yeah.
Because they're tight fitting.
Yeah.
Yes, so
skin
that is
skin tight.
Skin tight. Yes, skinny. But if you see somebody who is so slim, very very slim, so you can call them skinny. Very thin, very skinny. Mm-hmm. Skinny. So as you can see, there's the body part, which is the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just add the E sound in the end. Skinny.
Skinny.
Skinny. Okay, for example, models. Like fashion models, they're very skinny. Korean idols are really skinny, right? A lot of Japanese girls are so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, skinny. Slim, skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one is, so it's kind of connected with skinny. It's bony.
Sorry, I just felt that it was so hard. Like, when you said,
you're so bony. You're so bony. Right?
That's quite hard.
Okay, what is bony, Mary Lou?
Bony is someone who is so...
Bony and Clyde.
Yeah. She's funny, right? Okay, there you go.
Bony is
someone so thin, or someone who is so thin, that you can see their bones.
Yep.
I think you're kind of bony, aren't you?
I don't know, but my younger brother.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My younger brother... He's so bony. He's skin and
skin
bones. So skinny and bony.
Okay.
That's him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he took after my dad. Because my dad, too. He's so skinny. He's so bony.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Yeah.
No one in my family's like that.
No one in your family's bony. They're skinny.
We're all round and, you know.
And plump.
Plump.
And like stocky.
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, next one. Hairy.
Harry Styles?
Okay, listeners, can you guess what hairy is? Hairy. Hair-y. Hairy.
This is so funny. Anyway,
hairy.
Yeah.
Marilyn, do you like hairy guys? Like Chewbacca or King Kong.
I like it when they have thick hair.
Okay.
That is a good
thick
sign.
Thick hair on the head.
On the head.
Okay, uh-huh.
Do you like
beard or mustache or like chest hair or like back hair?
This is such a funny question.
Arm hair.
Let's start with the facial hair.
Okay.
Sometimes I am into guys who have facial hair.
Facial hair,
it's very...
Okay.
Very
does
manly.
Your dad have facial hair? Does he have a beard or a mustache?
Yeah, sometimes he has like this 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
But he likes shaving too.
Uh-huh.
So he likes to keep it clean like over here. Mm-hmm. But he has hairy legs. Yes, he
like
has
a
hair.
Deer, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like goatees?
Goatee. Okay, well, it's hard to explain.
Okay.
Sometimes
I don't like
you don't.
I don't like goatees.
Okay. I think it depends on the face of the guy.
Okay.
Yeah, there are some guys who look really good without the facial hair.
Makes me
except for the brows, of course.
I don't feel so comfortable with a goatee.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
you think they're sexy? No.
No way. No.
Okay.
No. It's cringy.
Oh my god, this is very cringy.
Okay. Next one is nosy.
Nosy.
Nose, you know, mm-hmm. your Hannah. Nosy.
All right.
Nosy. So, nosy, so from the word nose and then the Y, the letter Y, nosy. So, What is nosy, Mary Lou?
Okay, nosy is someone who is curious, spying, or snoopy.
Yeah, just like the dog Snoopy.
He likes to snoop.
Was that bus taught us out?
Yeah.
Sensakusuru? Something? I forgot that, but the
please
word.
Please comment down below what that word
what
is.
The word means. But the Snoopy. So, if somebody's nosy, they are probably, you know, like asking you so many questions, especially questions that are too personal. Yeah. So, if someone is like that to you, you can tell them, don't be nosy. Mm-hmm. Stop being nosy. You nosy little bean. Nosy. Okay? Nosy.
Okay.
Yeah, imagine a dog, you know, like, I'm sniffing for something. Maybe I'm in the ground, in the trash. Okay, my background is totally like a Filipino person's background. Because dogs are, you know, snooping around in trash or like people's yards. Okay? Nosy. Yeah. Prying. Someone who pries a lot. Or spying, you know? Nosy. Yeah, okay?
Okay.
Next one is mouthy.
Oh, okay.
What's mouthy?
Mouthy is someone who talks a lot, but in a rude or impolite way.
Okay. Yes, mouthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just imagine somebody who has a head, who has a mouth for a head.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
You know that filter on Instagram?
Yeah.
That, you know, that creates a whole mouth,
on
your head. Mouthy. Somebody who is noisy or like who talks a lot, but like really rude and really impolite, and you know, you don't really feel good about mouthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For example, you know, kids sometimes, right? Kids, a lot of kids are so mouthy. They, of course, they have no sense of what is polite and impolite. So they tend to talk a lot. Sometimes the truth, they tell you the truth. You look ugly. You're too
so
fat.
Blunt. Yes, that is so true.
Yeah, like stop eating junk food. You're too fat.
Oh my god, you know? I remember my nephew.
Your nephew?
Yeah, he told me that.
A mouthy what? 7-year-old, 8-year-old? Yeah, so kids. Kids tend to be mouthy. So if you are like, I don't know, 20 years old or 30 something and you're still mouthy, you gotta see someone. You gotta go see
a
specialist.
Clean that thing.
Yeah. Okay, right. Mouthy. From the word mouth. Okay, next one is toothy. Toothy. What's toothy? So tooth and then the Y sound, the E sound. Toothy.
All right. So toothy is showing a lot of your teeth when you smile.
Okay, toothy. Are we toothy, Mary Lou? Are
sometimes
we toothy?
Sometimes we are. Or like we choose to be like that.
Are we toothy? I don't know. Nobody has told me that before. Like, you're toothy.
You have a toothy smile.
No, I don't. I don't smile like, you know, showing the
everything,
like all,
right?
The whole, like all the set of my teeth. I smile like covering my lower set. Do you know anybody who's toothy, like who smiles, you know, all smiles, teeth showing?
Teeth and all. I don't really know anyone who's like that, but
I think
it depends on like how you want to portray the whole situation, like happy land. It's, you know, you're having so much fun.
I imagine, you know that cartoon, The Mask?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, yes.
You know, in the movie, just he's pretty toothy, I guess.
I think so, too.
Right?
I agree.
All right, next one is cheeky.
Oh.
Cheeky. So it comes from the word cheek, which is your cheek, the cheek on your face. And then with the E sound, cheeky. Cheeky. What's cheeky, Mary Lou?
It sounds cute, but yeah, so
cheeky
is rude. It means rude and showing no respect, but in a funny way.
Okay.
Or it's like being sassy, but kind of appealing. Oh,
that's right.
That's cheeky.
Yes, yes. So cheeky. So if someone is maybe, you know, kind of a little bit rash or a little bit crass, mm-hmm. but you still find it attractive.
Okay.
Or not necessarily attractive, but maybe like, let's say yeah. like a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, like a little girl who's so sassy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she makes really, like, really funny or rude and impolite comments, but she's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, like, you cheeky girl, stop talking. Such a cheeky, cheeky girl. Cheeky
you
boy.
A cheeky
I
girl.
Yeah, somebody who, yeah. I don't hear it. I don't usually hear it being used towards maybe older people. Mm-hmm.
Usually
for kids.
For kids.
Yeah. Cheeky. Don't be cheeky. All right. Next one is pouty.
Oh.
Pout. So pout is not a body part, but it's what you do with your lips.
Yes.
When you like push your lips forward because you're annoyed. Yeah, when you let's say like what makes you pout, Mary Lou? Like when
I really did that to you and imagine what makes me feel that way.
Yeah, what makes you pout or pouty? When are
when
you
when I don't get my way?
Okay, when you're
when I
you're...
don't get what I want, I
mm-hmm,
think.
Yeah, pouty.
That's annoying. Or it's kind of hard. What about you? What makes you pout like that and you know feel
pout,
annoyed?
Pout. A lot of things, like bad smell.
Oh yeah,
makes me pout. Like if I
or when someone is when I find someone like annoying or rude.
Annoying or rude or cutesy.
Like.
Yeah. When I see adult women being so cutesy, makes me pout, really.
Alright.
Yeah, okay. Why are we suddenly talking about pet peeves?
This is not a pet peeves
episode,
not yet.
Yes, pout. Okay, so that's pout. Okay, so remember, when you pout is when you push your lips forward
mm-hmm.
because you're annoyed.
Okay.
That's pout. And then pouty, so yeah, when someone is annoyed or when someone is maybe disappointed.
Hmm,
yeah,
true.
Or like sulking, like I hope our listeners could make a picture out of that. Okay, right. And then last one is brainy.
Brainy. Okay.
Brainy. What's brainy, Mary Lou? Brain and then the E sound.
Okay.
Brainy.
Brainy is someone who is clever or
okay.
intelligent.
Yes.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You use your brain.
Brainy. Brainy. So, brainy is somebody who is smart and, you know, like, have really, really high intellect. Okay.
Yeah.
Brainy.
Mm-hmm.
Brainy. Okay, so did you notice that all the words are, or all of the adjectives we learned today are all ending in the E sound?
Mm-hmm.
Hardy, nosy, brainy, hairy,
bony.
Bony, okay. So when you add the sound E at the end of a noun or a verb, that word turns into an adjective
mm-hmm.
which describes something that is characterized by or is made up of that noun or that verb.
Mm-hmm.
Like brain, knee. So maybe it means that, I was gonna say you're full of brains. But yeah, what I like about using the E sound in the end and then attaching it to a simple noun or a simple verb, because it draws a picture, you know, it's very visual. So if you say, if you say that somebody's brainy, oh, you can totally picture that person with a huge brain on top of their head.
Yeah.
Right? Brainy, sure. Right? So yeah, you can basically create your own description of something if you lack the best word for it. So just add E in the end and you're good.
And you're good to
you're
go.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? E. So that is it. So now, I think our podcast is running a little bit long again.
Yeah.
We're going to skip the practice part. We're now... Okay, maybe let's do the...
picture description.
Okay, let's do the picture description.
So, alright.
Yes, I have chosen some photos which Mary Lou will describe, and okay. She will try her best to use the E sound at the end to describe them. So our YouTube viewers will see the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to describe to our listeners what we see in the picture. So let's start with the first one. The first one is Mr. Fredrickson.
Okay.
From Up, the movie Up.
Okay, well,
how would you describe Mr. Fredrickson?
I'm so sorry, I haven't seen the movie yet, but so I can't really describe him, like his character in the movie.
Okay. But the way he looks.
He looks pouty.
Okay, he looks pouty.
Yeah. Kind of grumpy, I think.
Is he grumpy? Actually, yes, he's a grumpy grandpa. Yeah,
okay.
He's a grumpy grandpa.
So,
yeah, because he lost... a loved one. He lost his wife, so he's grumpy.
Oh, I have to see this movie.
You have to. You definitely is.
Okay.
So that's... Okay, that says he's pouty, he's grumpy, and always, you know, grouchy. Rawr! Like that kind of grandpa.
Okay.
Oh, I'm pretty sure our listeners have a neighbor who's a grumpy grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Because we do. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay, next one is it's a poster, a photo of the Mean Girls.
Oh, I love this movie. I remember.
Yeah, so Meryl, tell me what you think about the girls.
The girls are nosy.
They're nosy.
I think.
Okay.
And they are probably... What was that? I forgot the word. The one with the sassy. Like, they're probably cheeky.
Cheeky, yes, yes. They're cheeky girls. Totally.
Yeah.
Definitely. Lindsay Lohan there is a brainy girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's
okay,
a brainy
I forgot about that.
There, yes.
She is a brainy one in this bunch.
Yes.
But the others are just nosy.
Now they're nosy. They're sassy.
They're
they're really mean. That's why they're mean girls. Yes. Okay. So that's it. Next one is the poster, the drama. Watashi no kaseifu. Nagisa-san.
Yeah.
Nagisa-san.
We love
the drama. Okay, so Meryl, tell me about Mei-san, Aihara-san. What do you think about Aihara-san?
She is actually very adorable, but I need to use the words from earlier, right?
No, not really. Like, you can make up your own.
Okay, she is messy. She was messy before...
Nagisa-san
came
along.
Her life.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. And then later on in the drama, so she becomes a bit nosy.
About
Nagisa-san's
backstory.
Past.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
But I totally relate.
Okay, yes. And I think I really like her. I really like her fashion because she's so trendy and
yes.
so classy.
Trendy, yes.
I
love her clothes, her jewelry. It's very well curated.
Okay. Let's talk about Tadakoro-san.
Oh my gosh.
Tadakoro-san.
Why are you doing this to me?
The neighbor of
Aihara-san. Neighbor is very... he's not hairy, for sure. But he has thick hair over here.
Yeah, he has thick hair.
I think, though,
he's very... also, he's a bit... nosy.
He's also nosy.
And he's also a bit sneaky.
Yeah.
And also, he's a little bit, like, klutzy. You know, like, he's a bit clumsy and klutzy around Aihara-san.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. Oh, that's a
cute
little story.
And also, he's so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that kind of way, but he's... I just mean that he's attractive and he's
oh,
hot.
Oh, yes. True.
Okay. Okay, last photo is Yamapi.
Do we even have to, you know,
describe him?
Yeah. Well, he is, of course, very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive.
Attractive.
Yeah. But he seems. I don't know how to describe him.
Okay,
he's just
you're
so
speechless.
Indescribable.
Okay, anyway, that is it. That is it for today's episode. We'll yeah, we'll talk to you guys again next time.
Okay, well, what about you guys? That's it? Okay, bye-bye. I mean, what about you? Why don't you try coming up with your own words to describe something?
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson.
We'll see you next time.